Good morning, Wake Up HEC. Cris Oviedo here with Brandon Byrne.
Hello.
Saying hello to you this beautiful Wednesday. Wednesday morning.
Finally. Yeah. Already.
Yeah. Finally? Really? To me, it's like it's flying. It's like, wait, it was just Monday like 2 minutes ago.
I mean, honestly, Monday's fast. Tuesdays feel like forever for me because I go to here and I go to my other job afterwards. So
okay.
It's just like a 12, 13-hour day.
So it's a long day.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Wednesday, I'm just like, Wednesday just feels like my Thursday. Everything else is just easy after that.
Okay, got it. Understood. And we have a special guest. Crystal, what's your last name, Crystal?
Abram.
Yes. Thank you. I didn't want to butcher this.
It's okay. A lot of people butcher it. That's good.
And she's joining us from the Howard County Office of Tourism.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about, it's summertime. And I know that summer is not the only time where there's things to do around the county.
No.
There's,
all year round.
But, it's the summer and that's the time when we think about it, I think. That's when we start looking at things and planning and all of that. But before we go into that, I'd like to get to know Crystal a little bit more.
Yeah.
What drove you into the tourism industry? Where are you from? Those kind of things.
Cool. Well, I'm originally from North Carolina, I moved here, went to college at Bowie State and got a marketing degree. And I knew I always wanted to do advertisement and I wanted to work in something creative because I am naturally a creative person and I just didn't know that lane. And marketing is so broad, there's different lanes to it. So it was kind of challenging at first, but I found my way in tourism and I started working in Howard County Tourism Welcome Center. And then I kind of grew from there. I went and started working in sales and then I started marketing coordinator. Then I transitioned to the actual marketing manager now. So it's pretty been a great journey working with tourism. It's a very fun job and it can be challenging at times trying to bring fun for other people, but it's so much fun. I love it. I wouldn't change it. Get up every morning and do this every single day. So
that's great. It sounds like you have that passion.
I feel
the passion. Yeah.
Like I say, if you love your job, you don't work a day in your life.
Yes,
right.
That's how I feel.
That's great. So you have the perfect setup for yourself. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the tourism industry.
Mm-hmm.
Just in general a little bit before we dive into just specifically Howard County. You sound really excited about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's so exciting about tourism?
Tourism to me is exciting because it brings families together. It also gives people a chance to relax from their normal way of living. It's time to just not care about anything. I look at tourism just, travel, fun. And that's the side of from the consumer side of it. But from the business side of it, it's definitely also how we generate tax dollars for our area.
Absolutely,
it brings down that resident tax dollar for households and stuff. So it's important. It's definitely an important industry for the state and the country to thrive on.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. And I am a person who loves to travel. I'm a person who loves to go to different places and to explore different things. But that's the thing, is like you have to know what's available in certain areas, what to go look for, because otherwise you can be in any part of the world and if you don't know what to look for, then you lost your opportunity kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How's the Howard County Office of Tourism, making sure that people who come to Howard County and those of us who live here in Howard County, know to all of this where to go and what places to find? Is there a website? Is there a list that we can find?
Well, the cool thing about it is every Friday I put together a things to do this weekend.
Okay.
I post on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, which pretty much from family fun. We call it HOCO fun. HOCO family fun, HOCO festivals, HOCO art, and HOCO music.
Okay.
And I categorize it like that, so it kind of breaks it down to what your interests are. And it just every Friday, I put this Thursday, Friday-ish, and I put this up for everyone to explore and know what's going on during the weekend. But we also have a website called visithowardcounty.com, and it has events page. That's where you can go every day and all day. You can gravitate however you want, different categories. And yeah, look for events you're looking to explore.
So how do you gather all of this information? Because do you guys are the ones sponsoring this event, or are local businesses sending this information to you? Because to sit down every Thursday and Friday and compile this list of what's mm-hmm. happening around mm-hmm. the county, it's gotta be a team effort, I would think.
It's definitely a team effort. We have members, so businesses and that upload their events, and then we also kind of explore mm-hmm. on our own what's going on and add it to our events calendar, as well as, you know, just add it to the blog. So the things that this weekend is a blog post technically. So
okay,
we just do a lot of research, and just community engagement is important for us, because right. that's how we know what's going on
right.
Around the area.
So the best way for people to engage, and the best way for people to receive, you know, this mm-hmm. blog, to just have this list available to them on a weekly basis, what do they have to do in order to get that?
Just make sure you're following us at Visit HOCO MD on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. For one, you can get that weekly. And we also post other things on our Facebook page and Twitter and Instagram. But also, if you want to know the events going on, it's visithowardcounty.com/events.
Okay.
And so you can always check out the events page. And we always run in campaigns. For right now, we're working on Art for All, which is all the Howard County arts, which is cool. That runs into the end of May. But another cool campaign we're running right now is called Festive All.
Okay.
So it's festival with extra L, which is pretty cool. And it's just all the festivals in Howard County from May to the end of July. So it's really 12 weekends of festival fun wow. in Howard County.
12 weekends of festival fun. Wow.
12 weekends.
Has this been like a recurring event, or is this new?
So this is something new that we kind of created and thought about. Like, we have a big festival following, and the Howard County festival season and concert season is big here.
It is, yeah.
So why not create something around that campaign, around that theme of festival?
Right.
So that actually brings up a question I want to ask. So when people think of Howard County, they don't really think of it as like the premier tourist destination spot.
Exactly.
But would you say like that concert festival season is when you tend to see the biggest influx of tourism? Maybe.
We do. The festival season, Merriweather being open.
Well, that's
business.
What I was going to say. You know, with Merriweather right here, some big bands come to town.
Yeah, fairgrounds being open. The more outdoor things. I feel like Howard County has a lot of outdoor adventures in the summertime.
Oh, yeah. Right, absolutely.
It's great going to Merriweather. Went to see Hoser there once. Some drunk girl stole my shoes and gave them back. Good time. So if anyone hasn't done that, I highly encourage having your shoes stolen by a drunk girl at a concert. A lot of fun.
There you go. You'll remember it for life, right? Something to remember Howard County for. So tell us, you know, I know that on your website you have like places to stay, places to eat, but I want to know like if you have like recommendations, you know, on some of these categories. Like, are there maybe unique places around Howard County where people can go and eat that you cannot find anywhere else, and where you can go and stay and not find anywhere else?
So places to stay somewhere that Howard County has that no one else has is Turf Valley Resort is a great one. Is privately owned, is a family owned resort, and with golf and restaurants, spa, and the hotel rooms as well there. So it's kind of off to itself and it's more relaxing. So that is a unique place to go and stay. And of course, we have our other hotel that you can be stay at as well. But with the restaurants and things to do, we kind of break it down by community and neighborhoods rather.
Mm-hmm.
And so like Elkridge, you have Elkridge Furnace Inn, Columbia, you know, we're right here on the lake, you have Clyde's, and you have
Clyde's
18
is good.
And the Clyde's is really, really good. Mm. You have the Walrus at the mall. So there's a lot of places in Columbia. I'm sorry if I miss anyone, but it's a whole lot. And I can't remember them all.
Right.
There's no shortage of good restaurants in Columbia.
And then you go to Maple Lawn, and you have, what is the one in Maple Lawn? You have Libs in Maple Lawn.
Libs is really good, too.
Yeah, that's a good one. Then you have Savage, you have Ram's Head. Mm-hmm. And then Ellicott City, you have the Korean Trail that we have. We have Korean Way with all the Korean bakeries and places to eat. And then in Old Ellicott City on Main Street, you have Manor Hill. So it's a lot of places to eat, things to do. We have a lot of museums. You have the first railroad in America in Old Ellicott City. And then you have the Howard County, you have the parks and stuff that you can attend, Centennial Park. So it's a lot of things that you can really get into. And we just finished the cherry blossom. So
And that's really pretty. That's something that's really pretty. Mm-hmm. And I think it beautifies the county so much. Every year they add more, you know, around the county. And every year you see more and more of these cherry blossoms. Yes. And it's just, it's like Howard County really turns pink in the spring season.
So DC better watch out for us.
That, right?
Because we're going to have just as many as them.
Right.
And we have slightly better parking, so they watch out.
Exactly.
No, seriously. Right. And we just talked to RTA and public services are also just becoming more friendly, and they are, you know, working on all the routes, which is another really cool thing for tourism. Because before, if it took you 2 hours to get places, the way that RTA is rearranging the routes around Howard County is they're reducing the wait times and they're extending services later in the evenings on Sundays.
Yes.
So that's, I'm sure,
that would help. Especially with tourists, a lot of people come to the Welcome Center from other countries.
Right.
And they don't drive and things like that. I mean, of course, we have Uber and Lyft, but sometimes you just want to be local and do what locals do. So it's great that they're restructuring their bus system.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Is there like a Welcome Center where people can go to?
Of course. So the Howard County Welcome Center is located 8267 Main Street in Old Ellicott City.
Mm-hmm.
At the Welcome Center, you can learn about Howard County, just how it was developed over time. Also get information on Howard County and events coming up, as well as other counties and destinations within Maryland. And we have Welcome Center people that can help you, assist you with anything, any questions that you have about Howard County.
Now, you mentioned tours.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think Howard County, I'm like, tours don't really come to my mind, right? Because I'm not from here. I was born in Ecuador.
Oh.
And so when I think of going places, you know, it's the regular places like New York or like Washington, D.C., or where the big monuments are, like Paris, you know, that's one dream of mine, where the big, big highlights of the world are.
Mm-hmm.
But when we think Howard County, you just said the word tours. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What is there to tour here in Howard County? Where can I go? What kind of tours do you guys offer?
So tours, Old Ellicott City has historic tours. They also have ghost tours.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know
that. So they have those tours. There's also a brew tour, Maryland Brewery Tours.
Ooh, yeah.
That do 4 to 5 brew location stops within a day, and you get to, you know, enjoy yourself and learn about the hops and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So those are a few that comes to mind with tours that Howard County has to offer.
And there's a lot of history in this county.
Yes,
there's a lot of history.
Lot
can you talk
history.
A little bit about that? Like, you know, how history ties into Howard County. I mean, I know there's different aspects of it, just Columbia itself, what it means, but in the county, there's even more to that.
So we all know about the Rouse and how it was built in Columbia. But also, if you go before that and you go into, it all started where Ellicott City was built on the Patapsco River.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the mining and milling started, which gravitated to the Route 40, Old 40 being made. And then also the first railroad being created and made. So those things, elements, is what helped create Howard County, the agritourism, the farmland, these little things that burst out into these bigger ideas is what I believe how Howard County history is. I mean, I don't know every detail of Howard County history,
right,
but I know the how it all got started. And it's really cool to know that this is a place where life started for settlers in America.
Right. No, it's really cool. And, you know, the farm, Elio Clark Farm, they have some pieces from what was
Enchanted Forest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Enchanted Forest. And that has a really cool piece of history as well. That's one of the first amusement parks in the entire West Coast, are we?
East Coast.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Wait a minute. Which coast are we in?
yeah.
So that's really cool. It was open at the same time that Disney was open. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously we know which one expanded, right? Yeah. And grew into other things. But it's really cool to know that Enchanted Forest right here on Route 40, right here in Ellicott City, was a place that people came to see. And the idea behind that is it was a father who just wanted to create all of these stories that he read to his children.
It's amazing.
Into a full-size park that they could come. His idea was to read. So it wasn't really like an amusement park, but it was a place for the kids to come.
Yeah, and play on those stories. Yes. The stories that we all grew up on. And I'm so excited that Martha was able to, and she's the owner of the club.
Yes.
And she was able to take on that and embrace that for families to enjoy for generations going further.
So. Right, and to keep it and preserve some of it. And, you know, you go to the farm and you see some of these pieces. Mm-hmm. And we many times don't realize it, but we are seeing history. And there was a cool article on The Sun a couple years ago where you saw that, you know, those who were little are now bringing their kids to this, and they are taking the same pictures, and it's like three generations now passing through this artifacts that you see at the farm. So that's really, really cool.
Yeah, we have it in our destination video as well, the Enchanted Forest part, and the story of generation bringing back their kids and, you know, from here on out. Yeah,
it's very, very cool. Nature, because I know that nature is also one thing that Howard County has a lot of. And you briefly mentioned the parks. But if we can talk a little bit more about that, because I know there's a lot of people who look for places that where they can go and explore just nature and the bike paths. And
Patapsco State Park is a huge one. Camping, you have the bridge. And you can do a lot of hiking out there. So that's always a cool one. Then you have the Robertson Nature Center in Columbia, which is so unique because it's so innovative. And they have classes for kids. They have the dome theater, and then they have like the beehive thing in there. And it's so cool and unique. And they have their trails as well. And I think they have the Patuxent Challenge coming up where you can explore nature well. So that's coming up, and I think in June or the end of this month. I'm not quite sure.
That's very cool. Yeah. So with that idea, let's are there any upcoming events, you know, either just for the summer or annual events that we have to look forward to in the next few months?
So like I said, festival is coming up. So this weekend is the Preakness Festival, which is pretty cool. I'm so excited for that. And then after the next weekend, you have Wine in the Woods, which is always exciting for people to come in.
Yeah, right here in Meriwether.
Yes. And then Fantasy Woods is coming, which is the first one. Fantasy Woods is like...
I haven't heard about that one.
So Fantasy Woods is going to be happening at like the Meriwether Park and the Christmas. Right. So that will be like fantasy, like full-blown.
Right.
Unicorns and fairies, anything.
Mermaids,
anything that you can think of.
A little bit of LARPing is what it sounds like.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. So that's going to be cool.
So it's the first year for that one?
Yeah, okay. So I'm excited how that turned out.
Oh, absolutely.
So excited.
Is that going to be family friendly?
Okay. So that's a family friendly event.
Okay.
So
full on cool. Game of Thrones.
Yeah, kids come out and dress as these characters. They love to go out to the store and finally have a place to go.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's the next few weekends. And then we'll get into this Plein Air in Ellicott City this summer. Books and Bloom is coming up in Meriwether. Cool. So there's all
Books and Blooms. Let's talk about that one a little bit. That sounds really interesting. So
it's pretty much like a book festival.
Okay.
So it's just books. You're just buying different books from different authors. They'll be there signing.
Oh, wow.
It's outside. So it's a festival surrounded around books. So that should be cool.
That's different.
It's definitely different.
It's different because usually for a book signing, you have to go to like a bookstore and a specific dates and just one artist at the time. So to kind of have all of this book writers just join together and come in one day. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know for
fiction,
my daughter,
non-fiction,
for my daughter, that's like a dream come true. You know, she's an avid reader and she has certain titles that she really loves and certain authors that she just follows. Uh-huh. So that is very cool.
Yeah, then we have a Columbia Festival of the Arts this summer.
And that's like, busy.
Always lakefront weekend. So there's a lot going on in Howard County this weekend, this summer. And then you have also the Jazz Festival, this annual. So it's a lot going on this summer, and on top of the concerts, of course. Oh, and then Centennial Lake, the Summer Music of Summer, something like that. Mm-hmm. All the concerts for family friendly that you can go and enjoy on the evening.
And that's something that's really cool, I think, about the county in general, that you can go to the different, like you said, Centennial Park. You can come to the lakefront. Yes. You can enjoy free entertainment throughout
free
the summer.
Yeah. Yes. And I feel like with tourism and travel, why not explore the things that's free or almost free things to do? And we have that on our page, too. Right. The free or almost free things to do in Howard County. So you can also explore that as well.
Right. So it's affordable. You know, it's not because I know that that's one of always as you're planning your summers and you're looking at your travel season. Right. Yeah. Money, it's a factor.
Exactly. Especially for a family.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, and if you have a family of four, a family of five, and you're hoping to travel other places, but you still have to entertain. It's not that you can go for 1 week, have a lot of fun, and then come home and it's like, okay, I hope you had a good summer.
Exactly.
That was it.
It has to continue.
Right? You have the kids at home. I mean, you have to find ways to entertain. So it's great that Howard County takes that into consideration and opens this free events for families to just go and attend. I mean, I can't tell you how many times we've just gone to the lakefront and, you know, there's dancing under the people tree that Columbia Association has. Then there's the movies, right?
Yes,
and
you can
dance first, and then if you really want to make it into a full evening, you go and eat first, right? Mm-hmm. You just got to come a little earlier. Then you go dance it off, right? And then you relax watching this movie outdoor in this big screen surrounded by a whole bunch of people.
Exactly.
Right, either on chairs or just sitting on the lawn. I mean, it's just a really cool experience. And then you have the concerts, like you said, at the parks and things like that.
And Meriwether have their movie night, and then the Wine Bin at Ellicott City has like every weekend, every Friday night. Mm. And then they have like their dog powwow every Friday or every other Friday, something like that, where you can bring your pets.
Really?
Yeah. So cool.
See, even the dogs are included.
Yes,
I love that.
The whole family.
Right.
Excluding anyone in Howard County.
And that's, you know, and when you're talking about tourism, I know that Howard County is a county that is very diverse, but it's also very inclusive. I mean, that was the idea of Columbia. That's what Columbia was based on. Mm-hmm. You know, an idea of this place where everybody, no matter the color, no matter the race, could come in, no matter the financial, because I mean, it really looked at diversity from a holistic approach, right?
Exactly.
And that's how it came to be the city of Columbia. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that still translates into the efforts of the Howard County Office of Tourism. How do you guys incorporate that when you're coming up with the events and when you're coming up with all of these things, you know, to make sure that everybody feels included?
So we try to include all of the community groups. And making sure that they're involved from the Korean Society. And then you have also, there's different societies that we work with. And that's just the one that came to mind because of the Korean Way Trail. But we always bring the community together first and make sure that we represent everyone. Because, like you said, it's very diverse in Howard County. So we have to make sure that everyone is being represented in the right way and that every culture can cross diverse and be within each other. So I can go to different types of it and explore. I don't have to stick within what I know. I can go check out different things and see what each culture has to offer. Like we even have the Indian powwow, the American Indian powwow that happens at the fairground. There's a Caribbean festival at the fairground during the summer. They just had Mystic India at the Chrysalis last weekend.
Oh, wow.
Or the weekend before last. And like I said, those are few of many types of, so Howard County is very diverse with events and things to do and people and just everything. It's
just amazing. Plenty to do.
Yeah.
So if anybody's watching or if anybody's listening to our podcast and they have ideas and they're like, you know what? Yes, you guys are representing my culture, but I would maybe want to offer this idea that I think would be really, really good and resonate with it. Is there opportunity for people in our community to contact you guys and maybe give you options and ideas of what to do?
So there's two things you can do, actually. The first thing, if you have an idea, and we're always open to ideas because we're a creative team, is you can contact us at info at howardcountytourism.com. Mm-hmm. Or if you have an event and you think that is, you know, oh, this should definitely be on the calendar. I don't know if they know about it, but you can always submit events under our events tab. It says submit. So visit Howard County for submit event. And okay. You don't have to have like a membership with us to submit an event. We just submit the event. I'll look through it and then we'll approve it if it's in Howard County.
Okay, great. So there's two things. If you have an event, definitely submit the information, get it looked at, and it might get posted in the blog and the website. Yeah. And if you have ideas of things that maybe could start happening here, like the sheep and wool, somebody had to come up with that idea.
And it's one of the biggest festivals, and you know, festivals.
That's really funny because I would have never thought of having a sheep and wool festival.
Someone
right?
was just like, why don't we do like, I don't know, like sheep and wool? Like, Brian, no one's ever going to catch on to that. It's like, shut up, Brian. Right. It's like 5 years later, it's like, all right, you're right.
It's one of the biggest festivals.
Well, I mean, people call from all over the country asking. They call the Welcome Center, like, do you have information? So, yeah, it's pretty cool that this thing is huge.
Right. I mean, it's and that's the thing. It's like you never know what the next big idea for an event or for you know, for like a festival is going to be. Yeah. So let's just remind everybody the website, the contact information before we wrap our conversation today.
Yeah. So definitely if you want to know about events and things to do, places to stay, restaurants to check out, or if you're relocating to Howard County, visit howardcounty.com. is the website and explore it. I mean, for like I said, from festival to Art for All, from the Brewery Trail to the Oyster Trail that we have, or the Korean Way Trail, you can definitely have explore a lot with our website. And you know, feel free to call us at the Welcome Center if you have any questions or concerns. It's 410-313-1900. Again, that's 410-313-1900. Call us or stop by the Welcome Center, 8267 Main Street in Old Ellicott City, and stop by and say hi.
Right, and that's, you know, you can make a day out of that just by going to Ellicott City, and just exploring that. So thank Crystal so much for coming to our studio today.
Thank you for having me, guys.
We're going to throw it back to some music. Stay with us and have a good day. Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.